I'm signing it.
You're going to point out that.
Before we begin, I would just like to note to everyone in chambers and anyone watching that we follow a certain protocol at council, and that is our clerk calls people up who have signed up to give testimony, and that's what I was attempting to do. I was not preventing Mr. Walsh from testifying. He had actually signed up. We simply needed to read his name into the record. And if people cannot respect our protocol, they can go express themselves somewhere else.
Did anybody else sign?
Keelan, was there anyone else on the list for public testimony?
No, just those three individuals signed up.
Colleagues, is there any further discussion?
So we're going to take up the resolution of 625?
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Keelan, please call. This is a resolution. Please call the roll on the first item, item 625.
Fish.
Well, first, Commissioner Fritz, thank you for bringing this resolution forward. It obviously enjoys broad support in the community. It is well-crafted and thoughtful, and I enthusiastically support it. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you to everybody who came today, to everybody who's participated in the discussion. We've had the discussion draft open for a month or so now, and I appreciate all the staff and community members who have provided me with information to inform this decision making. Regarding the timing of these measures, as was mentioned under the land exchange, we first started discussing it when there was concern about the land exchange potentially reducing the protections for the Bull Run watershed. And so that's one reason as to why now. Another reason is because the Metro Green Spaces bond measure in the fall makes a natural partnership for our community support us. This is not only a low-budget campaign, this is a no-budget campaign. It will involve me doing a lot of going around the city, talking to weddings, parties, anybody who will listen to me talking about the Bull Run watershed and why we should protect it. It's a little bit strange to me that I'm certainly one of the members of the council who most hates campaigning. And so now, in addition to the six campaigns that I've done for my own election, this will be my third ballot measure set that I have brought after the gas tax and the cannabis tax. So this will, Portland, you can consider this a lovely parting gift, although I will not be parting until the end of next year. As I mentioned to Janice Thompson, I don't think I have it in me to do yet another campaign next year, but who knows, I might get my last wind and sprint to the finish. My chief of staff, Tim Crail, is looking very pale over there. I think we'll have to talk about that later. So the intent of these resolutions is to ask voters to show that they value our drinking water resources and emergency preparedness. As a public servant, I want to leave our water system better off, our community more resilient, and allow our voters to participate in that decision. And the earthquake mutual aid thing is important. We need partners outside of Oregon to be able to help us out in the event of the big one. And this measure includes a binding city policy that there will be a report to council every year to detail the mutual aid agreements and those what aid is given and received. So there is the accountability of that. Thank you to Bureau Director Mike Sturr, Gabriel Solmer, the Deputy Director, Eddie Campbell, the Resource Manager, Karen Moynihan from the City Attorney's Office, Regna Merritt, Janice Thompson, Mike Houck, Steve Wise, Courtney Ray, Mike Meskell. Thank you to Christina Nieves, my Senior Policy Advisor, and to Tim Crail, my Chief Staff. Aye.
You, Danny.
Well, Commissioner Fritz, I'm going to assure you, you have my support, so you do not need to corner me at any parties or weddings that we may be both attending. I want to thank people who came to give invited testimony today. It was a really valuable history lesson for me, and congratulations on your retirement, and congratulations on your new position, Damon. I vote aye. The resolution is passed, or is adopted. Keelan, please call the roll on item 626.
Seven.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, 626.
Yeah, 626.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
turn the page, sorry.
Fish.
This is the resolution on the emergency mutual aid agreements. I think what some people forget is that these agreements serve two purposes. One is a training, ongoing training, so that our frontline people are up to speed. And second, when something bad happens here under these mutual aid agreements, other Water Bureau teams from other cities and jurisdictions come here and help us with our emergency. So they make perfect sense, and there is no valid reason in my judgment that ratepayer dollars can't be used to fund them. Aye.
Fritz.
Need to mention that Mayor Wheeler is out of town today. He indicated his support for these measures and said it was okay to do it while he was gone. As I mentioned, the timing was so that we could do the second reading of the previous item next week, although that's now not going to happen. But I do want to mention that the Mayor expressed support for all of these measures. This clarifies the Council's authority, which we believe we have. There isn't a court order. There was a settlement agreement on the previous challenge, and so it's obvious that there is confusion. And so the right way to resolve confusion is to ask the voters to make a choice on what they want the Water Bureau to be able to do and not do. And so I hope that Portland voters will agree that having mutual aid agreements is the right thing to do. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Mutual aid is a beautiful thing, and given the fact that natural disasters and climate change don't recognize jurisdictional boundaries, I don't think we should limit our service. I vote aye.
And I would like to pull 627 back to my office, please, Madam President.
All right. Sorry, the resolution is adopted. 627 is being pulled.